Margaret Curran, John Park, and others. And my message about this campaign is very simple, really, which is that we need to be a party where people know where we stand. I think we will win next time in the general election if we are clear about our values and what we stand up for, because I think people lost a sense of exactly who we were and what we were for. I've said very clearly in this campaign that I think that the gap between rich and poor is too wide and it needs to be narrowed. I'm campaigning for a living wage, for action on top pay. I think we can be a party of the centre ground, but we need to shape the centre ground from the left of politics. And I think it isn't just those on the left who care about the fact that people need dignity at work and that work should pay and take you out of poverty. I don't think it's just those on the left of politics who care about what happened with the banks and see that there needs to be action on top pay and action to take care of some of the abuses that happen. So I'm pleased that my message is getting resonance here. I don't take anything for granted in this campaign. I'm not the favourite in this campaign, but I'm going to be back here in Scotland a number of times before the campaign is over. And it's a signal, I think, the final thing I'd say, it's a signal of the fact that Scotland will be the next battleground in the run-up to the next UK general election. And the Scottish elections next year are very important. Ian Gray is the leader of Scottish Labour. I will obviously be working with him if I'm the leader of the party, and even if I'm not the leader of the party. But I'm here really to talk to people in the party and members of the public.